WWCG after further review, as this is one of Frank's favorite songs.
Do not listen to him. He is selling you snake oil.
We don't sell snake oil, but we provide an entertaining and thought-provoking sports show on 88.3 WXUT. Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And sometimes we provide a life lesson. Ain't that right, Frank?
Life lesson my ass.
Don't be a hater. And tune in to AFR Saturday mornings 11 to 1 on WXUT. Rula.
It's time for divisional previews of National Football League teams on After Further Review.
That's right, when you hear that music, it's time for another divisional preview from David, the man of God Harris. We're doing the AFC West. If he's long-winded, we'll just do the NFC West later, and then we'll do the East. I think the East is the last one, right?
I thought you already did the East.
Did we do the East already?
Yeah,
did? Is this the last one? The West is last, right?
Yeah, West is last.
All right, well, this is what we'll do. We'll just do AFC West for today and then come back with the NFC West.
Unless you can go rocket speed.
Well, right now, I like how he does this. Now, obviously, the West is kind of predictable. David last season picked Kansas City, the LA Superchargers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Denver Broncos. Last season, how they actually ended, and David, you know, David has always been really on point with a lot of these. With the West last season, Kansas City was first, duh, but they were 11-6. Still won the chip, though. Las Vegas Raiders were 8-9, the Broncos were 8-9, and the Chargers were 5-12, but I believe Herbert got hurt last season.
Yes.
So that kind of screws around with it. We always put the disclaimer out there when we do these segments that barring injury, this is how the standings should go. So basically, you only got really one team right out of this divisional preview.
And it was the team that has Michael, basically has the NFL's version of Michael Jordan.
That is true, throwing behind the back passes. Mm-hmm. All right, David, go ahead. Who you got?
All right, as always, worst to first. And I guess we'll just, you can just keep that copy and paste it from last year or this year, because it's going to change things.
Copy and paste? And okay.
Okie dokie. Last place, the Denver Broncos. A lot of changes, brutal schedule. Yes, they have a new quarterback that honestly, not a huge fan of.
Wait a minute. You're not a fan of Bo Nix?
Not in Denver.
He's an upgrade over Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but that offense is still, they lost a lot of pieces. It's a complimentary piece. And I think if Bo Nix was younger, I might feel a little bit better, but you're expecting Bo Nix to be in his prime. Like, this rookie contract is going to be his best years. Okay. And it's going to be a rough situation in Denver.
Well,
so I have them going 3-14.
Oh, 3-14.
I think they'll be better because I think they're going to run the ball more. Javonte Williams and Audric Estime, they're going to be a lot more ground and pound. Now, the receiver room, I'm not really sold on, but hey, you know what? I don't think they're going to be 3-14. I'll look at their schedule.
Look at
me,
you'll see why
3-14. Okay. Open at Seattle. I take it you're saying that's a loss.
Loss.
Versus your Steelers. I know what you're taking that one. We don't even need to say it. Tampa.
On the road at Tampa. On the road at the Jets.
Versus the Raiders.
0-5.
Chargers.
0-6.
At Saints.
Short week, 0-7.
Panthers, if you say loss, I will probably throw a chair.
No, this is their first win, and that's one that I was, you know, that's tough because, you know, it's mostly they have that Thursday to Sunday, so that's an extra bit of rest. And Carolina's coming to Denver, which is a tough place to play.
Yeah. Baltimore's definitely a loss. Kansas City definitely a loss. Atlanta at home.
Loss.
In Vegas, loss. Versus the Cleveland Browns, loss. Colts, I could see a win there. At Chargers, late season, who knows, maybe they win. Bengals, who could be a win if they're resting starters. And maybe they get a win against the Chiefs if the Chiefs are resting their guys.
Yeah, we haven't beaten the Colts, and that was one that had a toss-up at Chiefs last week. And then the Chiefs, week 18, just because Kansas City's like, we're not trying to hurt anyone. Like, they will already have the one seed overall locked up, so it's just like, eh.
Okay. Yeah, so, next up, you will go with...
Man, yeah, who's next? Well, actually, it's the Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a brutal schedule. Tough mid part of the schedule where they have a lot of tough teams. Kind of back
you don't to think back. You don't think Antonio Pierce will turn around? There's a lot of hype about him.
Yeah, well, I'll admit I love Antonio Pierce as a coach because the players play for him. He's motivated them. He's basically like the AFC's version of Dan Campbell. He's a player's coach, and I think the only issue I have is at the quarterback position. But other than that, I think they'll be solid.
Mm-hmm.
So here's their schedule. Well, they open at LA. I think they win that one because that'll be a Raiders home game. Baltimore loss, Carolina win. Browns at home, I'll say win. At Denver, win. Versus the Steelers, sorry, David, I'm going win. Rams could win that one. Chiefs, loss. At Bengals, loss. At Dolphins, loss. Denver, win. At Chiefs, loss. Although that game is going to be played on Black Friday. Tampa... toss up. Atlanta, I'll say toss up. Jacksonville win. New Orleans, at the Dome, probably a loss, and then end the season against the Chargers. Could win. I think Vegas will finish second. But David, I'll let you speak your piece.
Yeah, I think as we went through, the Vegas Raiders have a tough schedule as well. And I think Antonio Pierce is a great coach. I think the league just doesn't want him to have a good record because they gave, you know, murderer's row kind of a schedule for Antonio Pierce. I think he'll have the confidence of the owners and the players and the fans. But overall, as a record, I'm finishing 6-11. It's just a tough stretch. Tough stretch and a lot of tough teams that they have to play, particularly...
You said the Raiders are 6-11?
6-11.
Okay.
I think they'll be better than that. Because I know I said they'll lose to Baltimore, or they'll lose to Kansas City. Cincy will be a loss. Miami will be a loss. Couple toss-up games, but I think Vegas finishes with a winning record.
Okay, what's the winning record then?
I could see them going 9-8, 10-7 as a ceiling.
Okay. All right.
Don't know if it'll be enough to get them in. Sorry to Jake Krasniak if you're listening. Biggest Raiders fan I know.
Yeah, there were some other guys listening. There was Leonardo Joseph.
Oh, Joe Galoro.
And David Burns watching from Texas.
Yeah.
Cedar Hill. The next team you got is the Chargers. Now, obviously, if Herbert plays, this can be the de facto record, but if he doesn't, now, are you doing this because of the Harbaugh effect as well? We know how the Harbaugh effect is. He is a winner.
Mostly just the Justin Herbert, which I hope that he stays healthy because, like, at this point, we're getting to the point in his career where it's like, all right, do the Chargers just need to, like, draft the quarterback that can actually be available? Because the best ability, as we know, is availability. And Justin Herbert seems to get hurt bleeping every season. And everyone wants to kind of say he's the next quarterback to get the next $40, $45 million contract. And I'm like, I mean, are you going off of potential hopes and wishes, Madden ratings, or, like, what we see on the field? Mm-hmm. But I think for the L.A. Chargers, they finish a respectable 10-7.
Okay. So we'll play a schedule game. I say they open up at home against Vegas, but that's going to be a Raiders home game because there's going to be more Raiders fans there. I say loss. David, you say?
Win.
Carolina win. At Pittsburgh, are you going to pick your Steelers to lose this one?
No, because it's West Coast coming East.
Kansas City at home, loss.
Loss.
At Denver,
win.
At Arizona on October 21st at 9 o'clock p.m.? That must be a Monday night game.
Yeah, Monday night football.
That'll be a win. New Orleans at home, I'll say win. At Cleveland, the last time I saw the Chargers come to Cleveland, they destroyed the Browns, so I'll say win. You say the same?
I'll say loss.
Oh, they lose to Cleveland. Tennessee, win. Cincinnati. Yep.
Win.
Baltimore.
Loss.
At Atlanta.
Win. No. Yeah, that's a win.
At Kansas City, loss.
Yep.
Versus the Buccaneers.
Win.
Versus Denver.
Win. Yeah, they went out. That's the way.
I agree they beat New England, but end the season in the new black hole against the Raiders. I am leaning loss. I mean, I think the Chargers will be good. Honestly, I could see coin flip between them and the Raiders for who finishes second. But yeah, I do think they could be a 10-11 win team as long as they stay healthy and they get back to the postseason. So you could potentially have three AFC West teams in the playoffs this year.
Okay. Now, what was the record?
Sure. 10-6.
Okay. 10-7 or 11-6?
10-7.
11 and what? 6?
11-6, sorry.
Now, okay. What do the Chiefs get? Now, last season, the Chiefs ended at 11-6. I'm pretty sure you're going to have them at like at 15-2.
Sure. No, 14-3.
Oh, one game off.
Yeah, hey, it's a long season. There's probably going to be a game they lose where they're resting their stars at least, and there might be one where they trip up.
Patrick Mahomes is going to still be front runner for MVP as always.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the NFL's version of Michael Jordan.
How's that?
Dude just knows how to win.
True.
I mean, I think
he has lost the Super Bowl, so he's not really Jordan because Jordan went 6-0 in finals.
But I mean, he's the closest thing to it. I mean, the team that he dragged to the Super Bowl last year here was impressive. I mean, he had a bunch of spare parts as wide receivers. I know he had Rashee Rice, but his future might be in doubt. Mm-hmm. But he still can make guys run him better, and plus the Chiefs have an outstanding defense. Mm-hmm. And that's why they won. So, schedule game, David. Open the season at home against Baltimore.
Win.
Agree. Lamar Jackson stinks. He can't throw the football.
Okay, keep going.
Versus Cincinnati.
But he's been the MVP, but he stinks. Okay.
In the playoffs, especially.
Okay. All right, keep going.
So you say they win against the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Dude, you said... Okay. All right. Sorry to all my Bengals fan friends who are listening.
We got about 5 minutes.
At Atlanta.
When?
That we've said they'll beat the Chargers. versus the Saints in the dome on Monday Night Football. You say win. At Frisco.
Win.
At the Black Hole.
Win.
Versus Tampa.
Win.
Versus Denver.
Win.
At Buffalo.
Someone gets hurt, so a loss.
If you say loss for this next one, I will throw a chair. Carolina.
Win.
Raiders on Black Friday. I'll say win. You probably do too.
On Black Friday?
Yes. 3 o'clock start.
So basically, the NFL just is taking over everything. They're playing on Black Friday.
Wow. They did it last year.
And playing on Christmas too. That should be a basketball day, but I digress. Keep going.
Home against the Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Win.
At Cleveland.
Win.
Home against the Texans.
Loss.
You think they'll lose to the Texans?
Yeah, they will have everything wrapped up, so this will be the rest plays, kind of second string. Holmes may not even play the full half. Mm-hmm.
Even on Christmas Day against your Steelers.
I think they'll win, but yeah, it won't be. That would be the end of the season. People are trying to get rusted up.
Yeah. And then you probably lose to Denver because they're basically just playing all their second and third string.
Yeah, they're going to play second and, yeah.
Okay.
No one's going to see.
All right, so you say 14-3. I do agree. Chiefs are still the kings of the West until someone dethrones them.
But they went 11-6 last year. You, I understand you're still doing the picks, but I still think that if you say 14-3, I'd probably say 12-5.
So you,
yeah, especially if you're picking the Texans to beat them.
Because I think the Texans have, like, they'll be in that wanting to get the number one overall seed.
Well, with CJ Stroud?
With Miami, Kansas City, with CJ Stroud. Like, they'll have something to prove. I think Kansas City, once they lock a playoff seed, and once they know that they are top four, like, obviously they'll want to have home field because they know Arrowhead is one of the toughest places to play. Mm-hmm. But I think that they'll want to make sure that they are rested up so that any lingering injuries, like, I think in Buffalo, I wouldn't be surprised if for that injury, it's the likes of either Pacheco or Travis Kelce, one of their big stars. Like that's why I think Buffalo, because that will neutralize their offense in many ways. And we see last year, if they have a lingering injury to one of their big players, that affects their offense. But yeah, I think Kansas City, barring the game against San Francisco, that's a toss-up that you can say. San Francisco could win, so I could see that. But a lot of the rest of the games, they would be favored. I wouldn't be surprised by double digits in 8 or 9 of their games, mm-hmm. which is unheard of.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's totally fair enough. I kind of agree with that. Like I said, the Chargers, I think, with Harbaugh and the Herbert connection, possibly could give them a few losses, or maybe they could even get first place, but Herbert has to be injury free. The Raiders, as they call it, and obviously the Broncos with Bo Nix. But I really think, though, Bo Nix and Sean Payton combination might be pretty good. It might be because their first year, but next year, though, it'll probably be their year. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make a little bit of a run at the end of the year. This could be one of those divisions where, even though you might think Kansas City is running away with it, they could get swept up and it could be a very competitive division.
I mean, I do agree with you. That said, you're going to see. I think you're going to have 3 teams from the AFC West possibly make the playoffs.
Or contending for it. Yeah, I'll agree with Frank on that one. I will agree on
that. Yeah, I mean, I say Kansas City wins, and then second and third, I say flip a coin. And
I probably
and
it'll say be it.
Vegas and the LA Chargers getting in.
Mm-hmm. I would say this. This is, and maybe you guys might agree with me. We only have about 2 minutes left. Is this one of the most competitive conferences in the league?
The AFC a competitive conference? I definitely buy that.
Okay.
Yeah, AFC is way more competitive than the NFC, I would say.
Well, okay. I'm just saying in the league overall. Well, that will do it, fellas, for today's episodes. David, what you got going on today? Good job today, too, Chris, and all that, and the college football picks.
Yeah, college football, soccer's still on. Sorry, the Premier League, you know, the big boys in England. So, soccer and college football, buying Saturday.
I don't know about that soccer part. I'm still kind of getting sucked in. I watch soccer here and there once in a while.
Well, I do, David, I do know that Team USA has a new manager who you're quite familiar with, I believe.
Yeah, Mauricio Pochettino, former Tottenham, PSG, Southampton. Probably won't get signed because he has some money stuff to deal with one of his clubs. But I'm excited to see what Poch can do. Definitely an upgrade over Triple G, Greg Berhalter. But only time will tell.
Yeah, well, David, enjoy your weekend. You'll be back next week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we got the NFC West. What about you, Frank?
I would say as of now, I will be back, and after that, that's when I'm going to be pretty much gone with officiating on Saturdays.
Ah, so he can be on his sabbatical. So what do you got coming up for? I know you can't do NHL power play, but I know you'll have something in the bag.
Week one recap of Michigan.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
High school football.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been a presentation of 88.3. David, have a good day, man.
See you next week.
Yeah, make sure you get off the phone line. This has been a presentation of 88.3 WHT's After Further Review. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. I got it down, Frank, on WHT's After Further Review with a picture of Frank Bashner and the horse's head with our podcast. Every segment is being put up. As you know, it'll be up later today. Thanks for Logan. Let's get on the air. Coming up next on the radio side, you got Rocket Volleyball. We'll be getting on out of here. We'll see you when we see you. Peace. We're out. For Frank and David, I'm Derek. We'll see you when we see you.